From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak today, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called Love for God, part of this series In the Law of God. From Christ's words in Matthew chapter 22, 37 through 39, we understand that we are to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. This is where the power of true Christianity lies. Yesterday, Dr. Cairns began detailing the elements of loving God. The first is to know Him, gained through earnest study of the Scriptures. Then we are to delight in God. He is to be the all in all of our lives. Dr. Cairns will bring further light on loving God in just a few minutes. First, we'd like you to hear this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 16. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. No doubt a part of the wonder which is concentrated in the word, behold, is excited by the unbelieving lamentation of the preceding sentence. Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my God hath forgotten me. How amazed the divine mind seems to be at this wicked unbelief! What can be more astounding than the unfounded doubts and fears of God's favored people? The Lord's loving word of rebuke should make us blush. He cries, How can I have forgotten thee, when I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands? How darest thou doubt my constant remembrance, when the memorial is set upon my very flesh? O unbelief, how strange a marvel thou art! We know not which most to wonder at, the faithfulness of God, or the unbelief of His people. He keeps His promise a thousand times, and yet the next trial makes us doubt Him. He never faileth. He is never a dry well. He is never as a setting sun, a passing meteor, or a melting vapor. And yet we are as continually vexed with anxieties, molested with suspicions, and disturbed with fears, as if our God were a mirage of the desert. Behold is a word intended to excite admiration. Here indeed we have a theme for marveling. Heaven and earth may well be astonished that rebels should obtain so great a nearness to the heart of infinite love as to be written upon the palms of His hands. I have graven thee. It does not say thy name. Oh, the name is there, but that is not all. I have graven thee. See the fullness of this. I have graven thy person, thine image, thy case, thy circumstances, thy sins, thy temptations, thy weaknesses, thy wants, thy works. I have graven thee, everything about thee, all that concerns thee. I have put thee altogether there. Wilt thou ever say again that thy God hath forsaken thee, when He has graven thee upon the palms of His own hands?
Oh,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Scriptures then are a primary means of producing a true love for God. The gospel is a primary means of producing a true love for God. Why? Because the light of the knowledge, notice the word, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God shines in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6. Where will you get the light of the knowledge of God's glory when you're gazing into the face of the Savior? Theologians debate whether there is any integrating theme in the Bible. The very fact that they debate it shows how basely they have been corrupted in their intellects and how far their hearts are from the knowledge of God. There should be no debate about it. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself took the whole canon of the Old Testament Scriptures and He opened them up and He showed the things concerning Himself. Genesis to Malachi, the message is Christ. Matthew to Revelation, the message is Christ. In all His fullness, in all His glorious grace, in all His saving power, Jesus Christ. And as you get into the Bible, my friend, learn the gospel. To some people that sounds a very simple thing. Is not the gospel come to Jesus and He'll forgive your sin? Actually, no, that is hardly first cousin to the gospel. That is an invitation we can make on the ground and basis of the gospel. But the gospel is the person and the work of Jesus Christ. It's the good news of the mighty intervention of God in a covenant of grace through Jesus Christ, our mediator and our Savior. The gospel is the way to come to know God and therefore to love Him. And of course, ultimately, saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the sure way to know and love the Lord. Notice what it says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. You see, what the Savior is saying is that He must be thy God before you can love Him. The law does not propose to sinners that they should love God in order that God may love them. The law does not teach sinners that there's some possibility of salvation by works. No, on the contrary, it is only as we lay hold of God in Christ. It's only as we believe that in Christ God loves us that we will ever truly love God. Isn't this what John said in 1 John 4:19? We love Him because He first loved us. The first element then in loving God is knowing God. The second element in loving God is delighting in Him. Delighting in Him. You remember how the Lord describes His love for us? He describes it as delighting in us. Psalm 18 verse 19, He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me. It means because He loved me. But this is how it's described, because He delighted in me. There's a beautiful text in Isaiah 62 in verse 4 that expresses this wonderfully. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee. That's what God says to His people. Now I'm very, very tempted to stop off and preach a little in that text, but that would not be warrantable for me, and it may be uncomfortable for you before the night were over. Christian, take this from the Lord tonight. The Lord delights in you. The Lord finds pleasure in you. The Lord, if I could use human language to describe eternal deity. The Lord's heart is thrilled at the very thought of His redeemed people. The Lord boasts of His people to angels and even to devils, as Job chapter 1 makes clear. The Lord delights in you. What a description of God's love. Why does God describe His love as delight? Because delight is a basic element in love. This is how we're to love God. Psalm 37 and 4 says, "Delight thyself in the Lord." Again, the bride in the Song of Solomon, the second chapter and the third verse, describes her bridegroom as the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Let me tell you, my friend, the mark of the people of God, I will say a defining characteristic of a true Christian. Understand what I'm saying. If this finds no echo in your heart and in your experience, I don't care what church you're a member of. I don't care how many times you've walked the aisle. You're not a Christian. This is the defining characteristic of a true Christian. God's people find the Lord pleasing to their heart. They take pleasure in their God. They delight in Him. They delight in His person. They love to understand more and more what the Bible says about the person of their triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They delight in His perfections, in His purposes, and in His promises. They delight to draw near to Him. The psalmist said in the 27th Psalm, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." They delight to draw near to God. They delight to praise Him. One of the great marks of their delight is a spirit of gratitude, a spirit of thankfulness. Can a Christian live a single day without giving thanks to God for all that he has in Christ? Can a Christian possibly contemplate his existence in this world and his hopes for the world to come without bursting forth into praise? "Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Bless God tonight. God's people delight to praise Him, for praise is comely to the upright, and they delight to serve Him. The Savior Himself could say, and of course it's true of every Christian, as the psalmist made clear in the 40th Psalm, "I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart." Thy law is within my heart. I have often quoted to you the words of the great C.H. Spurgeon on the fact of the law of God in the heart of the believer. And he said, "In the head it puzzles, on the back it burdens, but in the heart it delights." Here then is the second element in love for God, to delight in Him. The third element is to desire Him. Desiring Him. Whom have I in heaven but thee? The 73rd Psalm asks, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. Here again is the mark of a Christian. Let me put it in one simple but very far-reaching sentence, and here I'm glad to be paraphrasing Thomas Boston. The soul that loves the Lord sees in Him all that satisfies, and apart from Him, it sees nothing that is necessary to its good and its happiness. The soul that truly loves the Lord sees in Him all that satisfies. We were singing that great old gospel hymn tonight, now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and everlasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. The mark of love for God is to desire Him. Those who live their lives without any real desire after God are living their lives without Him. Then there is a fourth element, and that is what I will call confiding trust. John said in 1 John 4 and 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Paul said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How do you know you love God? Because you trust Him. You trust Him. Even in human relationships, true love is a trusting thing. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 13 about love. It believeth all things. The soul that truly loves the Lord will confidently trust in Him. The elements in love for God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.